renter's insurance can be.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Jay-Z has 99 problems and the NCAA should not be one, okay? This is really more so about John Calipari, I think. He's sort of the modern-day Jerry Tarkanian in the sense that him and the NCAA have this contentious relationship because of some of the things that have happened in Memphis and UMass. So they always have the spotlight on anything that he does, because I guarantee you, if Jay-Z would have celebrated with VCU and Shaka Smart, I'm guessing that there would be nothing, no hubbub, no big deal. Michael Jordan has said things to his university, to North Carolina, talking about what he's going to buy him and that sort of thing, and no one said anything about that. So to me, this is the NCAA saying, John Calipari, we're always going to be watching.
That's ESPN's Jamil Hill commenting on the NBA's investigation of rapper Jay-Z, who also is part owner of the New Jersey Nets. Jay-Z may have committed an NBA violation by paying a visit to the University of Kentucky locker room after they defeated North Carolina last weekend. The NBA, the NHL, the beginning of the baseball season, sports and sports talk radio, part of this week's countdown, as usual, at number 10. The Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 1st of April, reviewing all the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Number 9, the real focus on Major League Baseball beginning, people getting excited, what's going on with the teams, who are the big players this year, et cetera, et cetera. In a sports talk radio interview, Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation, talked about a new problem baseball teams are having. Just like America, they're pretty heavily in debt.
Over the last 20 or 30 years, baseball is actually less popular, but it became more profitable. And that's because the economics of the game fundamentally changed. Instead of being decided if your team was successful by the number of tickets sold or television ratings, it really became something where how much public subsidies do you get from your given municipality? And that's what it became a race to get, how public subsidies. And over the last 20 years, we're talking about something like $20 billion in public funds went to either refurbish or build brand new sparkling stadiums. Now the money's not there anymore, and all these teams that have been leveraged and with the assumption that the money would never stop now find themselves in a lot of trouble. I mean, the Texas Rangers, who just played in the World Series, were up for sale at a bankruptcy sale a year ago. I mean, this is unprecedented in baseball history.
Rising oil and gas prices, number 8 on the countdown. Texas talk host Michael Garfield speaks about what the threshold will be for Americans on the price of gasoline.
What's the dollar figure, or have we already hit it, that you're going to say, whoa, we're going to carpool, we may sell one of our cars, or we're going to move out of this country? Now, let me help you out. Don't move out of the country. Because other than, what is it, Venezuela, almost every other country in the world has got extremely higher gas prices than us. I mean, I remember, what was the last time? It was about 3 years ago. I was in Europe, and I saw the gas price. And the gas price was like, it said, remember, it was in the pound. So maybe it was, I saw the number. It was like 1.25. Maybe it was 1.50. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, gas is so cheap. I'm moving over here. I just need to learn to roll on the left side of the road. But then I realized it's in the euro or the pound, wherever it was, which is double. And so the $1.25 now is $2.50. And oh, by the way, they don't sell it by the gallon. They sell it by the liter. And you get roughly 4 liters to the gallon. Now multiply, that's like $10 a gallon, if my third grade matriculation math helps. We're going to hit 4. It's not even summer travel time. And you know what happens there. Obama, under pressure to respond to the rising gas prices, today he is going to outline a number of initiatives to cut the nation's reliance on foreign oil, including new initiatives to expand oil production and increase the use of natural gas to power vehicles, increase the production of ethanol, and the whole thing. It's another attempt to take the initiative on energy policy. And it comes as the Republicans in Congress are stepping up criticism of the administration for not allowing more more oil and gas drilling in the United States.
Coming up, Donald Rumsfeld weighs in on the kill team photos, and Wisconsin has another problem with unions, all on the way when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Venecura.
If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone. For a risk-free trial of Venecura, call 1-800-499-3227. All natural Venacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Venacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Venacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number 7, the controversy over those kill team photos. Rolling Stone magazine published horrific photos taken by members of the U.S. military who allegedly were part of what's being called the kill team. Those individuals have been described by the Army, according to the Rolling Stone, as a quote-unquote rogue unit operating completely on their own without the knowledge of their superiors. The magazine's editor, Mark Bohl, talked to former Defense Secretary Rumsfeld about these kill teams, which he says is worse than what went on at Abu Ghraib.
Hi, Mr. Secretary. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us. What are your thoughts on the latest kill team photos out of Afghanistan?
If they're the ones I'm thinking of, it's where there are allegations that some soldiers killed some people. You know, I feel such a responsibility as an American that when people are in our custody, that we treat them properly. And it is always heartbreaking when we see that there are allegations or photographs or suggestions that people have mismanaged that process. And, of course, the courts will decide in this case, but it is interesting that in the case of Abu Ghraib, which was such an important press event, that nobody was killed. And in this case, it looks as though there are allegations that some people actually were killed.
And how do these stack up against the Abu Ghraib photos, for example?
Oh, the situation, of course, is much worse if someone dies. But it's a sad thing. It's unfortunate. The overwhelming majority of the men and women in uniform are professional. They handle themselves well. They treat people properly that are in our custody. And no question but that they are punished in the event that the courts, military commissions, their uniform code, under the uniform code of military justice, decide that they've done something wrong, they get punished.
You spent a lot of time in your book and a lot of media talking about the Abu Ghraib photos, and you offered your resignation to President Bush, and he didn't accept it. I believe the quote in the book was, Don, sometimes heads have to roll over this. Do you think that Secretary Gates should resign immediately over this?
I'm not going to give anyone else any advice. I don't know the facts well enough. I know what I felt, and I wrote about it in my book, my memoir, Known and Unknown.
State Public Union Battles, number 6 on the countdown this week. Host Vicki McKenna talks with a caller on her program who received a threatening letter about supporting public unions.
One of those business owners is on the phone right now. I believe this is the owner of, is it Maximum Security Systems?
Yes, it is.
It's Tiger, who is actually also the owner of a building that has some other businesses in it that received the shakedown letter. And you were featured on Channel 6 last night, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I was.
All right. It's now gotten national attention. So what? Let me ask you this first off. When you first got this letter, and letter with language like, yeah, I'm going to do my best Long Island Jimmy the Parrot impersonation here because I can't do Marlon Brando very well. We'd ask that you reconsider taking a sign, and by ask, I mean order. No, I'm sorry, that's not the language. We'd ask that you reconsider taking a sign and stance to support public employees in this community. Failure to do so leaves us no choice but to do a public boycott of your business. And sorry, neutral means no to those of us who work for the largest employer in the area and are union members. So when you get a letter like this, you know, what's your knee-jerk reaction?
Well, I have to admit that when I opened it up, I kind of had a smirk on my face. And then when I was reading it, I turned to my partner, Ron, and I said, you got to be kidding me, Ron. And he goes, what do you got there? And he starts reading it, and he starts shaking his head. He goes, this isn't right. He goes, this just is not right. So I placed a little phone call to somebody else that I know who was very close to me, and I read it to him, and he did the same thing. He says, no. He says, you can't do that. He says, that's not right either. And it's, to me, Vicki, it's not whether you're left or whether you're right. I don't care. I mean, everybody's got their own beliefs. But doggone it anyhow, don't tell me that I have to do this. Don't tell me that.
That's the thing. It's not saying we're mad at you because you have politics we don't like. That's what the first round, and that was offensive enough, the first round of letters. This is saying you are going to pledge your public support for us or else.
The number 5 thing on the countdown this week, President Obama's sinking approval ratings. Talk host Doug Collette talked about some of the latest polling numbers about the president and how they keep going down, especially since his speech about Libya.
The numbers today, half of the registered voters surveyed for the poll think the president does not deserve a second term in office, while 41% says he does. It's a Quinnipiac poll who released just 4 weeks ago. That was then it was 45% to 47% about whether he should be reelected. The decline in support for a second Obama term comes as his approval rating has dropped 4 percentage points since early March, now at 42%, a record low in the poll released Wednesday. His disapproval rating has risen from 46% to 48%. According to the story in front of me here, the downward shift may be in part the result of dissatisfaction over U.S. involvement in Libya, with 47% of those surveyed saying they oppose it. By a margin of 58 to 29%, registered voters said that Obama has not clearly stated U.S. goals for the mission. That's, again, after speaking to the nation for, 25 minutes the other night. I sat there and watched it, and when I watch Obama, I'm just, okay, he's talking. I keep wanting to see, maybe I should do the subtitle thing next time he speaks and see if it's any different from what I'm hearing, because a lot of times when you get finished listening to him, I have no idea what he just said. And maybe we are just the dumb, uneducated, unwashed Americans out there that they think we really are, because sometimes I'm like, well, he didn't say anything.
Coming up, Congress goes back to work, and for now, well, maybe not for very long, because there's a possible government shutdown looming.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number four in the countdown, the federal budget battle, the threat again of a government shutdown. So we have Taco Steve Scott here talking to Laura McGann from Politico.com about the possibility once again there may be a government shutdown.
Laura, the next budget deadline we're looking at is April 8th, a week from Friday. Is Congress getting any closer to a deal?
Well, that's the big question. I mean, we don't have a deal. So the question is, can something get hashed out in a week? And it looks like on Capitol Hill there are negotiations happening, but it's an interesting situation because we have Democrats and Republicans fighting, and there's also internal conflict within the Republican conference that's making it difficult. So if they can overcome those political hurdles, then maybe we'll avert a shutdown, but that's still a question.
You know, we've already had a couple of temporary spending plans to keep the government moving along. Does it seem unlikely that there would be a third of those temporary plans?
Well, it's hard to say. There have been members of the Republican Party who have said, we want to look serious here. We want to take this seriously. We want a real bill. And so even though they've sort of gotten what they wanted on these short-term bills, they don't want to see that still happening. And in fact, Boehner wasn't able to pass the last short-term bill with just his majority. He had to lean on Democrats to get that done. So for those reasons, it seems a little bit less likely that they'll try to do that. But no one knows is kind of the answer. But it's a possibility, but it looks tougher than it did for the first two.
The large freshman class in the House has a Tea Party influence. Is that playing a role in all this?
Definitely. I mean, they pulled their leadership much farther to the right in terms of cuts on the first vote, and then on the second vote, they said no, this isn't good enough, and Boehner had to rely on Democrats to get his bill passed. So you're seeing them have a real influence within their own conference, and not just the freshmen, but they're sort of, I would say, emboldening other conservatives in the conference to join them and pull their leadership farther to the right.
From MSNBC, Big Ed Schultz talks about what might happen if there's a government shutdown.
If you think you don't have skin in the game, if the Republicans shut down the government, let me tell you something. You've got to start thinking differently. Because, like if you need a passport, Can't get it done. Planning a visit to a national park or monument? Too bad. Can't get there. 9 million visitors were shut out in the last shutdown, costing $14 million a day in lost business. Now, if you're a business that relies on those visitors, too bad. Now, I was wondering, are you a veteran who relies on benefit checks, GI Bill, educational support, or just needs someone at the VA to answer your questions? Too bad. They won't be there. More than 400,000 had to wait for their checks in the last shutdown. This has got real ramifications. Do you work for a government contractor or work for someone who supplies them? Well, too bad. Are you a state or local worker whose salary is subsidized and helped out by federal funds? Well, you're going to be affected. Live near a toxic waste site getting cleaned up by those government workers and government money? Now you get the picture. 600 cleanups were suspended in the last shutdown. If you're applying for Social Security or Medicare, or you need treatment from the National Institutes of Health, or if you're perfectly healthy but you'd like to get warnings about the spread of contagious disease from the Centers for Disease Control, too bad. They won't be in business. Now, here's one for you. If you're in real estate or your business is tied to the housing market, this is going to be a tough one. The last shutdown jammed up deals going through the Federal Housing Administration so badly that it was blamed for the downturn in the housing market. Now, if you live in the country and you have a stake in the economy, directly or indirectly, your skin is deeply thick, big time, in this game, my friend.
Battle over the budget, number four. That's the number four most talked about topic this week in the world of talk radio. Once again, we're reviewing the hot hits, the big items for the week ending Friday, the 1st of April. Recapping now where we are so far, sports talk radio, number 10, Major League Baseball, number 9, rising price of gasoline, number 8, the kill team photos, number 7, number 6, the public union battles continue, the president's approval ratings, number 5, battle over the budget, number 4. That leaves number 3, 2, and 1. They're up next on our talk radio review.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package, plus save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Once again, we're reviewing the hot hits. Up to number three, Japan and the nuclear situation. They're experiencing some real problems, as we all know, following that earthquake. Karen Sloan from the AP reported on Japan's attempt to reach out to other countries for help.
Japanese authorities are increasingly turning to international help to stabilize the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Tokyo announced it was setting up a panel of Japanese and American nuclear and military experts to address the crisis at the facility. One American military barge was steaming out of Tokyo Bay, heading up to Fukushima Thursday. And French experts in eliminating contaminated water have already arrived. They can help with one of the major dilemmas. Operators have had to pump in water to cool the plant reactors, but water tainted with radioactivity is pooling inside the complex, leaking into the ground and the ocean and hampering the ability of crews to work on the site. The French nuclear giant Areva does have specialized knowledge. However, Chief Executive Anne Leverjon warns the problem will be tough to tackle.
Tout le monde est inquiet.
Everybody is worried about the situation because there is no precedent, and visibly it is very complex.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy came to Japan Thursday, the first major international leader to visit the country since the disastrous earthquake and tsunami originally struck back on March 11th. He met with Prime Minister Naoto Kan, afterward pledging assistance and an international review of nuclear safety. Kan promised an in-depth look at Japanese dependence on nuclear energy.
We will have to review our usage of nuclear power.
on the basis of a thorough study of what caused this accident.
Japanese officials also have said they'll look at whether they need to widen the 20-kilometer danger zone around the stricken plant. Greenpeace had already raised the alarm about conditions in a village twice that distance from Fukushima Daiichi, and the International Atomic Agency said Wednesday radiation levels in Itate were twice the threshold it recommends for evacuations.
Talko's Dave Visor here with CBS's Lucy Kraft, who is in Japan, about the concerns the increasing radiation levels in towns that had been outside the original 19-mile evacuation zone.
This morning there's a lot of concern about the levels of radiation in a village that's about 25 miles from the Fukushima nuclear power plant.
Yeah, this is Idatemura. It's a dairy farming village, and it's outside the exclusion zone that the Japanese had set up. So the UN nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, is advising the Japanese government to widen the exclusion zone.
Now, is the Japanese government listening to that?
Well, they're listening, but they're saying, your sampling is very limited. We need to do our own sampling. So what's going to happen is the Japanese are going to intensify their checks of soil, air, water, et cetera, and then present their own findings and make a decision about what to do about the evacuation zone.
Wouldn't it seem like the best idea to just go beyond the safe zone, if you will, if you're seeing another agency show higher levels, or are they just worried that they're going to cause a panic if they do that?
Well, you have to remember, this is not an area where there are no people or businesses. It's very heavily, it's a rural area, but there's still quite a few people living there. There are a lot of businesses, a lot of farms. And before the government goes in and says, all right, everybody out, they want to make completely sure that there is a danger. These contamination levels, I don't know if you've been following them, but they change by the hour practically. There's quite a wide fluctuation in the numbers. So the government's trying to be careful about this. And you also probably have noticed all the people who are going to these evacuation centers, it's not a simple thing, and relocating hundreds of thousands of people is very, very onerous and proving very difficult.
I was seeing radiation levels in seawater near the plant more than 4,300 times the legal limit, so still a lot of concern about how that's going to impact the fishing industry as well as farmers, right?
Yes, that's correct. But again, we're seeing huge fluctuation in these numbers. So we spoke to a radiation expert the other day, and he was saying that he didn't think it was a good idea for the government to be so transparent in releasing numbers literally as they collect them, because you need an expert really to figure out what's going on, and you also need to average over a period of time. This is a very kind of trivial comparison, but it would be almost like checking your weight every hour.
Yeah.
to really get a valid reading, you would need to do it at a large intervals, or be someone who is skilled at reading those kinds of numbers.
Still, Lucy, what is the impact in Tokyo? How are people reacting? Are sushi places quiet now? How do people react when they hear this and they're unsure more than anything else?
Well, it's people are the same as they've been from the start of this crisis. They're trying to watch and be aware and not really taking everything that the government says with a grain of salt. But we still have to go about our lives. You can't just, relocate 12 million people out of the one of the largest cities in the world. So people are trying to make the best of it. If you have small children, obviously you're much more concerned. Those kinds of people are trying to use bottled water. A lot of people are sending their children out of town, but school's starting right now. So you need to make a decision. Are you going to keep your kid where you live, or are you going to move to another part of Japan where, you don't have a job or anything like that? So people don't have a lot of options.
Coming up, a look at what the president had to say about energy. That's in the focus next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. That ritual work starts filling up the room. Let me know I'm one day closer, oh, to getting home to you. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Doug Steffen here with more from the talk radio world. Up to number two, President Obama's energy speech earlier in the week. CNN's Megan Clougherty broke down what the president had to say and what it might mean.
In response to rising gas prices, President Obama outlined a plan to expand offshore oil and natural gas drilling to provide short-term relief and other steps that would allow the nation to transition to cleaner and cheaper sources of energy.
We consume about 25% of the world's oil. We only have 2% of the reserves.
Obama said the demands of the global oil consumption and the instability in the oil market leave America with no other choice but to act now to establish its energy independence.
We've got to discover and produce cleaner, renewable sources of energy that also produce less carbon pollution, which is threatening our climate. And we've got to do it quickly.
The president said that despite fears raised by the nuclear plant emergency in Japan, he's not abandoning nuclear power as an alternative to oil. While Obama's plan to increase offshore drilling may upset the environmental lobby, his energy secretary emphasized that drilling is a short-term fix.
Ultimately, what this is about is diversifying our supply of energy.
Republican leaders charge the president's program won't do much to make things better for Americans anytime soon.
The president's target is decades from now. But Americans should be able to expect action now.
While the president's efforts to reduce oil prices bring motorists relief at the gas pump, the administration plans to raise fuel efficiency standards for car makers this fall, which could result in an increase in sticker prices.
Over on Fox, Britt Hume thought the president's energy speech sounded a bit too familiar.
In his energy speech, the president poked fun at the phrase, drill, baby, drill, which became a Republican rallying cry during the last big run-up in gasoline prices. There was, though, another slogan much used by Republicans back then to describe their energy policy, quote, find more, use less. And here was Mr. Obama today speaking of, quote, first finding and producing more oil at home, second reducing our overall dependence on oil with the cleaner alternative fuels and greater efficiency, end quote. In other words, find more and use less, with the president placing special emphasis on more natural gas. But before anyone concludes that anything has changed in the Obama energy policies, note his emphasis on strict environmental safeguards. He wants them for renewed drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. He wants them for increased natural gas production. He wants them him for additional production of coal and nuclear power. The only forms of energy he seemed to bless without reservation are those derived from such things as switchgrass and wood chips, which now produce almost none of our energy and cannot even survive without government subsidies. The hard truth is that every major source of domestic energy carries safety and environmental risks. You either accept that and get on with it, or buy the stuff from overseas and accept all the risks that go with that.
Talk host John Gambling talks with energy expert Dr. Matthew Cordaro now. Didn't think we heard anything new from the president.
I thought the whole thing was pretty patronizing and again continues what presidents and a long list of presidents have done, just giving lip service to this problem. Your reaction?
Well, it's as you say, it is not much new. There's no magic bullet there. The message is we need to depend on all alternatives, and that includes fossil fuels, and very much nuclear power, in spite of what we're seeing in the news these days, and renewables. Renewables are things we should pursue, but there's a realization starting to creep into the mix that you can only depend on renewables in a small way. You just can't install renewables on a large scale. It's just the nature of the beast is such you can't put in large quantities to make a big impact on your energy supply. What was new in this, so slightly new, is that there's a recognition that we need to develop domestic sources of oil and gas. And I also think his target for 2025 of cutting back on foreign oil by about one-third, it's not that unreasonable. That's about pretty much what we get from the troubled parts of the world, 3 to 4 million barrels a day. And most of our oil, foreign oil, comes from Canada and Mexico, which is not too much in threat. But, you know, the interesting thing, even on alternative transportation with plug-in hybrids and all, we will have to depend on electricity even more as a percentage of the total energy mix going into the future.
Well, he also has ordered the federal government, I don't know how many people know this, the president has ordered the federal government, the agencies, to buy only alternative fuel, hybrid or electric vehicles by 2015. Forcing us to pay extra for expensive automobiles. I understand why he's doing this, but I wonder about it. And I also wonder about this whole fuel efficiency in the car world. Americans really don't want it. There's a story in USA Today this morning, Matt, that you should look at if you haven't seen it already. Automakers are spending more than $50 billion to meet the government's 2016 fuel economy law, but consumers aren't buying enough of the fuel-efficient vehicles necessary to allow automakers to achieve the required 35.5 miles per gallon. We don't want these cars, it seems, even with the high price of gasoline.
That's true, and historically that's been true. And as the consumer pushes back, I think you may see a relaxation in that in time, or at least some delays in enforcement of that. And it's what happens. It's happened in the past. I do think that plug-in hybrids may be something beneficial down the line as we improve them somewhat, and also because they depend on clean electrical energy produced by clean nuclear power plants and other sources such as natural gas combined cycle units. That's the way to go.
Here's talk host Garland Robinette with a caller who thinks the president had some good ideas about energy, and he believes that we might even be able to do what the president suggested ahead of schedule.
Walton and Gret, I appreciate the call.
Yeah, you're already familiar with clean energy fuels.
Yeah.
And the Westport Innovations out of Canada. I think he can do it. I think they can cut the imports by one-third in 10 years.
Huh.
And the reason, because Clean Energy Fuels already signed a contract with Travel Centers of America to put natural gas filling stations at all their travel centers.
Yeah, but
once that's done, the diesel, the trucking industry is going to start converting their trucks to the natural gas.
You know, it's interesting you said that. I got a call.
Hold on.
Let me respond to what you said, and I'll let you keep talking. A friend of mine owns a car dealership. I've got him on my voicemail. He wants to come on the show because he agrees with you, the natural gas and the trucks. And I do, too, because T. Boone Pickens, the big oil magnate, has gone from putting hundreds of millions of dollars into wind into buying a natural gas for trucks. Okay. Now, you pull up pros and cons on natural gas for trucks, and I'm with you. I think it's a good idea. Two things. First of all, take a minimum of 7 years to build the infrastructure you're talking about. I don't think it was 7 years. More importantly, have you ever heard of the problems with fracking of natural gas?
Yeah, I've heard about fracking.
All right, so you got lawsuits all over the country now to stop it. You've got news reports, Texas, Pennsylvania, all over the Middle East. It is polluting. They say our drinking water, which scares the hell out of people that are even pro oil and gas.
Okay, that leaves us with number one. We'll talk about Libya next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Number one on the countdown this week, the President's speech, the International Coalition No-Fly Zone, Mr. Gaddafi, and the debate over the way the President went to the UN instead of going to your Congress. Here's Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who is adamantly opposed to what the President has done.
In 2 years, we have moved from President Bush's doctrine of preventive war to President Obama's assertion of the right to go to war without even a pretext of a threat to the nation. This administration is now asserting the right to go to war because a nation may threaten force against those who have internally taken up arms against it. Keep in mind, our bombs began dropping even before the United Nations International Commission of Inquiry could verify allegations of murder of non-combatant civilians by the Gaddafi regime. The administration deliberately avoided coming to Congress and furthermore rejects the principle that Congress has any role in this matter. Yesterday, we learned that the administration would forge ahead with military action even if Congress passed a resolution constraining the mission. This is a clear and arrogant violation of our Constitution. Even a war launched ostensibly for humanitarian reasons is still a war. And only Congress can declare war.
On NBC, Andrea Mitchell talked to Richard Stengel from Time magazine about the president creating what the news media calls the Obama doctrine.
He says there's no doctrine, but there really is a doctrine that he's laid out.
I would say there isn't.
It seems to be limited war and wars of choice, if you don't want to call it a war, engagements of choice, where we have a coalition and where we have support from the region.
Yes, I think every president has to make a similar calculation. They look at our values, they look at our interests, and they look at our capacity. And if they all align, they act. I mean, so you could call it a war of choice, you call it a pragmatic intervention. I think he's a pragmatic idealist. And when he's looked at that whole selection of possible motives, and he's factored in the moral calculus, because I think he genuinely felt that there was a humanitarian disaster about to happen, then he acts. I mean, that is the Obama doctrine.
Host Brian Wilson with Matt Welch from Reason Magazine about the way Mr. Obama talked regarding military involvement in other countries when he was a candidate versus what he's saying now as the president.
I'm getting a sense here that we're all finally starting to learn that when we compare and contrast candidate Obama with President Obama, we're essentially looking at, or at least trying to follow, a policy more akin to the three-card Monte games we see played on the streets of New York than the policy wonking that we are accustomed to from the logic free zone.
He did a wonderful job of letting people have the impression that he was an anti-war candidate. It's kind of similar to what Howard Dean did in 2004. You remember the whole Dean scream and all that.
Pre-scream, yes.
He was a big anti-war candidate there, and yet he had supported 4 out of the previous 5 military interventions abroad. He just didn't like Iraq. And Obama was the same way. If you covered his campaign, which we did here pretty closely, and specifically with an eye on that question, like, when are you going to send our troops in harm's way? It's kind of a fundamental question. You saw that he was talking already on the campaign trail of waging war unilaterally if need be, of doubling down in Afghanistan and sending drones into Pakistan, all this kind of stuff. He was sending those messages, but no one wanted to hear them. They wanted to think they were voting for Mr. Anti-War Guy. And so there's been a lot of crocodile tears and sort of people claiming to be disappointed in what he has been. And what he's been is the same as every president we've had now for 20 years, someone who runs on a humble foreign policy, and then, what do you know, the horrible responsibilities of governing are such that we're just going to have to, and oh, look, that guy looks like Hitler.
So, Libya, once again, the most talked about topic on talk radio and talk television this past week. Recapping, Sports Talk Radio, number 10. Major League Baseball, the story all by itself and the excitement created, number 9. Rising price of gasoline and petroleum, number 8. Number 7, those kill team photos. Number 6, the public union battles that seem to be cropping up again or continuing. President's sinking approval is number 5. The budget and the threat of a shutdown, number 4. Nuclear crisis in Japan, number 3. Number 2, the president's speech on energy. And number 1, Libya. That's what's going on around the world of talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.